From American Public Media, this is Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood. We've been talking trade a lot on this program lately, and today two things are happening in that department. Earlier today, the White House said it is confident that the House will approve fast-track authority, letting the president complete trade deals quickly and without Congress making any changes after the fact. Well, some leaked information today could give them pause. A few draft pages of the mostly secret Trans-Pacific Partnership showed up on the WikiLeaks website and in the New York Times. And as it's written now, the TPP seems to give drug companies more power to set pricing for their medicines and might even let them influence how foreign governments roll out new medical products. Marketplace's Stan Alcorn tells us how all that got in there.
To industry lobbyists, a big trade deal is like a pot of honey to a swarm of flies. And the pharmaceutical industry has more than 1,000 of them, lobbyists that is, costing about $230 million a year, according to Lee Drutman, author of The Business of America is Lobbying.
Their strategy on TPP lobbying has been to lobby early and to lobby often.
One of the industry's key goals has been to protect drug makers' intellectual property. But Judith Rios-San Juan of Doctors Without Borders says some of those protections that have come out in other leaks could drive up drug prices in the developing world by freezing out cheaper generic versions.
Just to give you one example, if a pharmaceutical company modifies an existing medicine, they will be allowed to obtain additional patents and therefore extend their monopoly for additional 20 years.
That's 20 years they couldn't use the kind of generics that have, for example, brought down the price of HIV medication from $10,000 to $100 a year per patient. But Jay Taylor at the lobbying organization Pharma says those fears are overblown, and they miss a key point about incentives.
You know, you always have to go back to the fundamental premise that generic medicines would not exist but for the innovative drug that preceded them.
This argument is one you can be sure the U.S. Congress and trade representative have heard a lot, according to Drutman, the lobbying expert.
The drug industry is lobbying a lot more than the groups that might represent an alternative viewpoint.
But for alternative viewpoints, there are 11 other countries in the negotiations. I'm Stan Alcorn for Marketplace.